My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's time for today's travel and cruise industry news. With the latest from travel and cruises around the world, here's your host, Chili Falls.
Hey, good morning and welcome to Monday Travel and Cruise Industry News Podcast. On this, the 19th day of February, 2024, coming to you from Bedford County, Virginia, Central Virginia area. Some cold weather again. Gotten down in the 20s last couple nights. Got a couple nights more of this. However, there's no white stuff, so that's a good thing. It was a reasonably busy weekend for me this weekend, folks. Most of you know I've been having audio issues from that I really have not been able to determine where it's from. So I did one live stream on Saturday, trying a different setup, and it was still breaking up some. I did another live stream yesterday, and it seemed like we might have the problem solved. So please keep in mind this morning, if you see any, have any more of those static things from audio, please let me know. I see we got a good group of people here this morning. Artemis says we're coming through loud and clear. Thank you. Audio is great, says Laura. Sounds amazing. That's good. Okay. So basically, folks, what I'm doing is running the show through another computer. The problem is that computer has a broken hinge and it's not transferable. I can't move it around. It pretty much stays in one place. But I'm running the show through it, and whatever the problem was in my old computer, the audio output or whatever that was causing that static mess, is maybe something that's fixable. I don't know. I'll have to take the computer in to see if they can fix it. So, but at least for now, I'm able to be back to sounding normal again. Wasn't a great deal in the way of news this morning. Our lead story is a pregnant woman denied boarding with no refund. A new cutting-edge ship for Antarctica, an American cruise line to enhance accessibility, and that seems to be a done deal now. I'm hoping to talk to our friend Christy sometime later this week or early next week about this very issue, and a bunch of other things, by the way. Friday, we'll have a special guest from the Galapagos Islands. Be an interesting interview on Friday. Today, folks, is National Chocolate Mint Day. Now, I'm not sure what that ties into President's Day. So in this country, it's President's Day. I'm not sure that that's still a holiday to be cherished or not. That's just personal opinion. And I'm not sure how President's Day and Chocolate Mint Day are even roughly associated, but they are. So if you're listening via the podcast, you can always access the podcast via my blog, which is accessadventure.net, or wherever you get your podcasts from. All the big guys, just search for Travel and Cruise Industry News, and up pops the Fat Travel Guy. Anytime you're listening via the a podcast and want to jump over to the video feed, all you got to do is go to the description, and it's there. You know, a link. So you can do just that. All right, I've had starting to get some people showing some interest in Chili's cruise with Chili Alaska cruise for August. The Grand Princess from Vancouver to Anchorage. And there are, you know, it's it leaves on August the 14th. Everybody by now knows how much I love Vancouver. I'm totally looking forward to going back to Vancouver. We also stop in Juneau. That's the tram heading up Mount Roberts. And if you've never done that, folks, you need to. It is a really cool trek up the mountain. When I went up there the last time, it was snowing and icing. But still, it's phenomenal scenery from up there. I had to overcome a fear of getting on the tram, but I did that and went up to the top, and it was well worth the money. So that's in Juneau. We're also going to go into Glacier Bay, which is some of the most breathtaking scenery in the world, just to see glaciers, see some of the wildlife that you see up there. It's just beautiful. Here's the map of the itinerary. Vancouver to Ketchikan to Juneau to Skagway. Skagway is still, it's going to be iffy on whether or not that's going to be docked or tendered because of the issues they've got up there. That one we'll have to wait and see. I'm hoping we land in Skagway because that's where Nate has the trip going up the Swinging Bridge and going up to see Michelle Phillips' Iditarod puppies like we did last year. Phenomenal, phenomenal excursion. But that's coming up on the 14th, the Grand Princess from Vancouver to Anchorage. Folks, really good deal if you're inside or Ocean View. Solo prices are $614 and $714 inside an Ocean View. That's solo cabin. Obviously, double occupancy is lower than that, $359 per person or something like that. Balconies are horrible. So, and we found that on all the cruises to Alaska this year. They've like doubled the price of balconies, and they're just ridiculous. I'm talking about $3,700 for a solo balcony. To me, that's outrageous. All right. But still, you know, I do Alaska with an inside. So, and I, you know, I don't miss a thing. And there's also good use of the deck cam on the ship. I've done that quite a bit too. All right, our top news story today, folks, comes from Carnival. Oh, yeah. We got to switch computers. That's the other thing, guys. Before I do that, our friend Rochelle is in Bangkok and sent some lovely pictures from Bangkok. You know, she's on about a six-week soiree through Asia. She's literally all over the place, but currently in Bangkok. So, all right. So the top story comes from our friends over at Carnival. And Kaylee Farrington was eager for a three-night cruise vacation on the Carnival Luminosa, what was to have been a birthday celebration with her family, when she was denied boarding at the terminal due to being 26 weeks pregnant. According to local news reports out of Sydney, she did have medical clearance from her obstetrician, but that meant nothing to the cruise line. Farrington's mother, who paid for the cruise, is being denied a refund for the cost of the vacation, as the terms and conditions of pregnancy are clearly laid out in the cruise ticket contract. The woman at first thought they were joking when she was denied boarding, and believes the rule about pregnancy should be made clear when travelers book a cruise. Keep in mind, this is her story. She and her mother both agree the policy is discriminatory against pregnant women, particularly since airline policies, another form of travel, typically accept passengers up to 28 weeks of pregnancy. Carnival Cruise Line's pregnancy policy is outlined in detail on their website, clearly stating any guest who has entered or who will at any time during the cruise enter the 24th week of estimated gestational age in her pregnancy agrees not to book a cruise or board the ship. The policy goes on to restate the restriction in other ways to ensure there is no confusion. Due to the limitations of medical care, both on board and in various ports of call, women who have entered or exceed their 24th week of pregnancy at any time during the cruise will not be allowed to board or sail with the ship. Pretty clear, folks. Accordingly, I hereby acknowledge and agree that I will not enter my 24th week of pregnancy before or at any time during my cruise. I understand and agree that any pregnant woman who tries to board the vessel who has or will enter her 24th week of estimated fetal gestational age at any time during the cruise risks denial of boarding and or disembarkation without compensation or refund. Now, cruise ticket contract also includes pregnancy under the fitness to travel clause, section 6D, any guests who will at any time during the cruise enter the 24th week of estimated gestational age agrees not to book a cruise or board the ship. All passengers agree to abide by the terms and conditions outlined in the ticket contract, and everybody signs that before they get on the ship. Similar policies, by the way, are in place on both Norwegian and Disney Cruise Line. Now, the thing that I find, and I hate to say troubling, am I in favor of this policy? Probably not, but it's the policy. And it's very clear. And the fact that these people didn't read what they were signing is a problem. And I can't see that the cruise line should be held responsible for that. I mean, that's just about as clear, black and white as it can be. So I really can't find fault with Carnival for doing that. You know, yeah, it's a bad look. It's clearly not the best PR move. It would be nice if Carnival says, okay, here's your refund. Don't do it again. But I really can't find fault with the cruise lines. They have the rules. It's on multiple cruise lines. It'd be one thing if Carnival was the only cruise line that had the 24 weeks. That the airlines are a little different. That's like, you know, comparing apples to boxcars. Now, that makes absolutely no difference. So, sad situation. I'm sorry the lady did not get to go on her cruise. But that's the way it goes sometimes when you don't read the rules. All right. I'll be back with a couple more stories after a quick break from one of our network sponsors.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Antarctica 21, which offers both sea voyages and fly and sail adventures to Antarctica, the White Continent, during the region's summer months, that would be October to March, is adding a new ship named Magellan Discovery, designed with the latest environmentally friendly technology in mind. The new vessel, which will be named Magellan Discoverer, is expected to enter service in time for the 2026-2027 Antarctica season and will be custom built specifically for expeditions to the seventh continent. The ship will be built at Azinov Shipyard in Valdivia, Chile, which is the same shipyard that built its sister ship, Magellan Explorer. While the new addition will mirror its sister ship in its yacht-esque elegance and style, what makes this new ship exciting is its commitment to environmental stewardship. Magellan Discover will feature a cutting-edge hybrid diesel-electric propulsion system, which is not only a greener alternative to typical diesel engines, but will also help stabilize the ship to allow for smoother voyages. All right. And finally this morning, folks, I've talked about this several times. We mentioned it about a week or so ago when this appeared to be what was happening. Well, it's happened. American Cruise Line, in a settlement with the U.S. Attorney's Office, has committed to enhancing accessibility across its fleet. Cruise Line faced legal action following six complaints received by the U.S. Department of Justice regarding the lack of accessibility for individuals who use wheelchairs on its ships. According to a press release from the United States Attorney for the District of Connecticut, that's where ACL is headquartered, the complaints allege shortcomings in providing fully accessible ships, safe embarkation and disembarkation procedures for wheelchair users, and wheelchair accessible ground transportation during shore excursions. Under the settlement, ACL is mandated to address accessibility issues on all its vessels. Within 18 months, the company must submit a comprehensive remediation plan to improve accessibility for passengers with disabilities on all ships, subject to review and approval by the United States before implementation. Remediation efforts include implementing accessible boarding and disembarking procedures, staff training, establishing a publicly accessible accessibility request process and reservation procedures, and providing portable communication devices to alert deaf passengers during ship emergencies. Additionally, the settlement necessitates ACL to adopt ADA-compliant policies, procedures, and training, appoint an ADA-compliance officer, and develop an accessible website. So, the thing that I've talked a lot about with American Cruise Line is the fact that they all these new ships, at least, have one, just one, but one wheelchair accessible cabin and elevator so you can go, you know, access all the floors. So they need somebody to let the world know that there are, you know, wheelchair accessible cabins now on these ships. I volunteered to do that. Put me on a ship and I'll be happy to broadcast from there, folks. So now that would be a challenge to sell out all of their wheelchair accessible accommodations. And that would be just awesome. All right, that's going to wrap up the news portion of today. I told you there wasn't a lot of news. So let's go see who is in the chat room today. All right, I mentioned that Laura was here from out in Ottawa. Mike's with us. Steve's here out in Kentucky. There's Gary older than dirt. Hi, Gary. Hi, good to see you again, my friend. Artemis is here. Hodder Thomas with us. Sherry Brown is with us. Hi, Sherry. Mike says audio. Fine. Thank you, Mike. Coming in loud and clear. Audio is good. Yeah, so apparently that fixed it. Katie's with us. Happy Monday. She hears me fine. There's Emily up in where's Emily? She's in New York. That's right. Laura in Ontario. It's Family Day. Oh, okay. Well, happy Family Day to you Ontarians. Speaking of Ontario, remember our friend that's actually, he's been on two cruises that I was on, and that's from up in Canada, Mr. Mark. Well, Mark and Jamie that were on the Joy with us, and then Mark and his two friends that were on Escape with us. Oh, heck, well, Paul and Lisa, they're going to be on the Breakaway sailing August the 4th. So if anybody is vaguely interested in the Breakaway on August the 4th, there will be some familiar faces on that ship. Emily says, good to see Laura hanging out. Welcome to Artemis. Laura says, it's cold there. Sounds awesome. I wish I had discretionary funds for it. I understand. Emily says, welcome to Sherry. I'm working today, Katie says. My school district votes every year to exchange President's Day for Rodeo Day, since the county has a big rodeo and fair every year. Crazy. Well, so you're working today and get the rodeo off. Now that's, yeah, that's good to know. Emily thinks that's funny too. I was off on Friday the 16th. Sherry says, thanks, Emily. Glad to connect with this group. Sophia Villa, what's wrong? Nothing's wrong. Sherry, this is a great group. Chili is Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. Gives great news all the time. Yeah, I was on Magnifica a couple weeks ago. Met some awesome people. Yeah, it was nice to sail with Sherry. She's from down there in Tennessee and has a wonderful accent. They do have a, Tennessee folks have a special, and I'm not saying this negatively, and they have a special twang that you can, at least I can, if I hear somebody from Tennessee, I know they're from Tennessee after they said two words. Emily says, I'm going to be on the Seascape in April. Very good. Sherry says, I need to check that one out. I don't have anything booked for 2025 yet. Still working on this year. Audio's been good, Chili. Thank you. Thank you, Sherry. Looks like maybe we have fixed that now. Maura Teray says, hey, Chili. Hey, welcome aboard. Glad you're here. Emily's asking Laura how much snow they have up there in Ottawa. Laura says around 9.8 centimeters snow the other day on top of what was already there. The only ice I want to see is in my drink on the back of a cruise ship. And that's the truth. Now I'm starting to actively look for folks for bargains. Emily doesn't blame you, doesn't blame Lori at all. Sherry says, watch out. Tennessee girls are special. Oh, you know, I love you guys. Clearly, that was not meant to be derogatory in any way. So, there's parts of Virginia that have very similar twangs. So, I try not to, but that's new here and there. Yeah, I'm starting to look at some cruises now because I had to cancel out of a Carnival cruise. I haven't done a Carnival cruise for quite a while. Looking at that. I'm looking at another MSC cruises. I looked at several Norwegian cruises, and I'm watching them. I just don't feel that they're any kind of bargains, especially for solo. So, you know, I'm looking for all those things before I make a move. Quite frankly, we're in the midst of some negotiations on a sponsor that could well yield a change in my life. So that's a possibility too. So do you ever find solo bargains running out of NYC or Bayonne? I would have to say yes, because my last sailing on the Meraviglia was a wonderful price. But as a general rule, no. And I've not seen any kind of bargain from Bayonne. But I watch them. You know, that's one of the things I look about, because people are constantly asking me for different ports. And quite frankly, folks, I'm looking at, you know, one of the ports I've never sailed out of that's expanding is Jacksonville. And I'm looking at a Carnival ship out of Jacksonville. I got a pretty good price. So not the best in the world solo, but a pretty decent price. So I don't know. I haven't decided yet. I got to decide pretty quick because it's probably getting relatively empty of cabins. So, all right, guys, that's going to wrap me up for today. Again, it's going to be a pretty busy week this week. I have a pulmonary specialist, a doctor's appointment. We've got our interview coming up from the Galapagos Islands. Trying to get a hold of Christy. We could have all kinds of things happening. And then the possibility of, you know, having some news on this contract could be any day now. So we'll just have to see how that plays out. All right, guys, that's going to wrap me up for today. As always, stay safe, stay healthy, think about cruising, and hopefully one day soon, we'll all get together on the high seas. Have a great day, everybody. Don't forget, thumbs up, everybody. Smash that thumbs up button. I'll see everybody tomorrow. Have a great day, y'all.
I regularly post videos on all facets of the travel and cruise industry. So if you like to keep up with the latest in cruise ships, ports of call, cruises themselves, chilly chats, and travel and cruise industry news, just hit the little subscribe button in the lower right-hand corner. Hit the bell notification so you'll be notified when a new video is up or we go live. This video was produced by Chili's Cruises.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.